Shlomit has a question.
Well, it's more of a comment, but you know, it's been said a couple of times, well, there's really nothing we can do. It's been made clear that this is kind of the way it's going to go. I've watched this happen with other projects in my life. People with power are very good at conveying their power, mm-hmm. and they're very good at stating their goals as accomplished facts.
Yes.
Just don't be fooled by it. Just if you're talking to the city councilor, the city councilor says, "Well, there's nothing we can do about it." Say, whoever's telling you that, A, is probably not one of your constituents, and B, could be lying to you.
I think the city should make a strong voice through these hearings to the. The core of the state and speak as a for the city itself, I think that would be pretty common.
You know, my understanding is that with the exception of the South Channel, which is a little bit unsettled in my mind, but I do know that the city has some authority over the designation of the South Channel, which is definitely coming into play with this proposal. Outside of that, the city doesn't, and there may be issues with parking, for instance, things that are land-based issues, but the actual development of the submerged land, my understanding is that the city doesn't have any direct authority to say yay or nay. So in other words, they can't vote and say, no, this isn't going to happen. But I think that the council can take it upon themselves to express an opinion. Just like we citizens have that ability, their voice can be heard too, should they choose to do so. So there is something they can do, and if they do voice that opinion, I think it would be fairly influential with respect to the hearings that are going to be coming up before DEP, again, submerged lands, and the Army Corps.
So this is city land?
The submerged land is public land. It's in trust, public trust.
I registered to vote. I live in Rockland. We kind of are caretakers or whatever of this land because we pay taxes on it, basically. The city pays taxes on it, or somebody pays taxes on it.
Well,
actually, we could actually build a little hybrid tent city underground, underwater, and say, it's a city property. This is our park. It's our park. You can't park a boat up the top. You're blocking my son.
And
you mean,
we
are residents.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I didn't vote for this in the council.
We have another question in the back here.
Well, just on top of your comment, you are absolutely right. We have issues when you ask people, you know, big internet, go to Augusta, whatever. There are many issues. There's merge lands. State, and then we have federal issues. So the city can only decide the story. Council, Brooklyn City Council can only decide municipal issues. But it would be nice for once to have city council represent the people. There was a survey, valid or valid, we can discuss that, over some relaxation. It was 60-40 against the project. So we can start as a base for the signatures. But the majority of the residents in Rockland, we don't want that project. So I would assume that city council that should represent us is going to start sending letters to state, federal, all the agencies stating that we don't want it. Now, let's be negative for 20 seconds. If they don't want to do it, then we do it. Thank you.
You're welcome. One thing, and then I'll get to you, Steve. Just so you know that there is some consideration to the issue of whether or not a referendum can be called on this. It would obviously be limited to Rockland residents. I think this goes beyond Rockland residents, frankly, because we're talking about public lands, and I think everybody who uses the harbor is, you know, has something to gain or lose with this. But there is some question as to whether or not there would be a referendum. But that's separate from the petition, too. Steve?
I was on the Harbor Commission for a few years, and we were never not told anything. this issue here was kind of really sneakily done. There were meetings that were held without anyone knowing, without the town knowing, without the Harbor Commission knowing. And they were done, and I think the Harbor Commission is finding some of this out now. They were done with people who are in authority here in town that should have let the public know what was going on. I'm not going to mention names, but it was kind of a shady, deal. They were held out of state. They weren't held in Rock. They were held out of state.
They were held upstairs.
It was a...
The meetings were held upstairs.
No, there were two meetings held upstairs.
Not that I'm
you may not have been involved in it. There were only a few people that knew about it. I know as a fact because I was told by one of them who went. So, but that's a fact that is known. But anyway, the wool was kind of pulled over everybody's eyes.
Well, the important thing is that with whatever has been done, you know, we're here today and we're moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the real important thing is, okay, we learn from what's happened, but let's figure out what to do from this point forward. And I really think that this meeting, for instance, and, you know, people who are really watchdogging this in the community, Steve,
Neil,
you know, I don't think anything will get past you. I think it's a wonderful thing, and that's how you get balance. I mean, because after all, you know, this is ultimately going to come down to the private interests, which is Yachting Solutions, Rockland Harbor Park LLC, and all of the probably millionaires that are supporting that, versus the public interest. And I'll be frank, you know, if this thing goes through, it's not going to be because of anything wonderful that Yachting Solutions does. You know, they're doing what developers do. It'll be a failure on our part. If we don't speak up, if we don't act, then we're going to end up with what we see. And, but if we do get together, if we stick with this, we can really make a difference.
How can we make Yachting Solutions seriously look at Neil's plan?
I think Neil is a good advocate for that plan. There's going to be more public hearings.
He's
I think
happy
there's,
to sit down.
There's going
to
be
how many people in this room knew about this in 2008? Did anybody here know that this was even on the chalkboard in 2008?
I was told when I got my mooring that this was coming.
Yeah. I did know that they had a mooring.
Not to the extent that it is now.
I mean, most people, you know, didn't know. Yeah. I mean, I've been in this harbor 30 years. I didn't know anything about it.
I have a question from George Chappell or comment.
Yeah, I have a question about the submerged land. Is that defined as either high or low tide?
Low tide. Below low tide.
Yeah, my understanding is that if you own property with waterfront, you basically have ownership to the mean low water mark. From the mean low water mark out to 1,600 feet, that's state jurisdiction. The submerged lands people... That is held in the public trust and the submerged lands agency. They're the ones who kind of they're protecting that. They're administering it for us. Okay.
Well, the reason I asked many years ago, I wrote a story in York County about accreted land in Wells. That land that had accreted because of a jetty that was built. And in 1950, former Maine Attorney General Irwin issued a ruling that was reinforcing a colonial law that anything below the mean low water mark belonged to the people. That, as far as I know, that ruling still stands.
That's correct. It's public lands.
Yeah.
It's public and...
So whether it's high water or low water, you know, take your pick.
It's the high water. Wouldn't
If it were blower,
we have a question over here.
Would be the
actually, I was just seeing it. I